Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And we're back. Yes, we're back. Glad to be with you and excited to talk about a very interesting topic that has a lot of potential planning opportunities. And the subject is Roth IRAs and IRAs in general, which we'll get to as well. And to do that, I've got a fellow certified financial planner on the line, Kimberly Foss, founder of Empyrean Wealth Management, empyreonwealth.com. I'll spell that for you because it's a complicated mouthful here. E-M-P-Y-R-I-O-N, empyreonwealth.com. Or a little easier to type into your keyboard is Kimberly Foss. F-O-S-S, KimberlyFoss.com, and Kimberly's on the line with us, and she's written the book, Wealth by Design, imagine that, Wealth by Design, a five-step plan for financial security. It doesn't have to be 357 steps, five will be a good start, and we follow Kim's work in financial planning, financialplanning.com, you can check that out as well, financial-planning.com, so financial-planning.com. Recent article that Kim wrote, Silver Lining Planning. And that has to do with Roth. So we're going to dig in there with Kim. She brings a lot of experience and technical knowledge to our conversation here today. And she's done a lot of work with her own clients, helped them seize control of their own financial destiny. Can't control it out there in the world. You can control your own and you make plans. She's done this for over three decades and helping people figure out how to avoid costly mistakes. Her work has been featured in a lot of places. The Today Show, Good Morning America, CNBC, Fox News, Fox Business, The Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Investor Business Daily, U.S. News, World Report. I think I'm going to ask Kim to be my agent. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me back in. Do we have any time to talk about the topic? I mean, that was very, very kind. Very generous of you.
That's only the first half. I've actually got more to say. I'll say a lot more if you would like to hook me
up with all of these. Seriously, it's fine.
Well, I was going to make a proposition. You're like a PR queen. I mean, you're getting on all these shows, and so I need to tap into what you're doing. That's amazing.
Yeah, but we could do a duo show, something like that. You know, a girl guy kind of thing on Fox or something.
Absolutely, I'm game. Let's do it.
I'm good. We just got to get back on again. They're really covering the elections now, so really haven't been on for a whole lot because the elections seem to be focusing. That's their number one priority right now.
Well, we'll just say we're going to make America great again financially.
There we go.
Okay.
Dovetail right into the Trump thing, right?
Or we can get a few superdelegates to vote for us to be on the shows.
Or we could become a superdelegate. That's what we can do.
Hey, we could be superheroes. You be Batman, I'll be Robin, and we'll get it done.
There we go. I got my cape behind my door right now.
Now I'm not surprised at all. Let's dig in here. Speaking of capes or behind the door, Roth IRAs. You know, there's a lot of people that have taken advantage, and I know you've been in the business, so this will not be anything new to you. I know that you remember when they gave us this option, this wonderful option of converting our IRAs to Roth IRAs. Do you remember what year it was? It seems like it was maybe, I don't know, is that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago? When did they let us do that? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
The first time around?
No, it was longer than that.
Maybe 10 years.
It was longer than that because I know that I was converting mine when I was, I mean, you had to pay the taxes on it, but I could convert that when I was 30. So that was 30.
Well, that wasn't that long ago, so you're not helping me
here.
Oh, you're okay.
So funny. Anyway, it's been around for a while.
I think this was around, now that I think about it, I think it was around the time that we had all of this economic upheaval in the early 2000s. So I think that, and what the reason we're kind of trying to nail that down, ladies and gentlemen, is because that's back when you could make the conversion and then you stretch the taxes out over like a five-year period.
Five-year period, right.
You don't get to do that now, so you've got to be smart about it. But basically, you can take an IRA and convert it to a Roth IRA. And it's a wonderful thing, no taxes on the growth, and it's just beautiful, but the eye of the needle you've got to get through is you do have to pay the tax. So a lot of people, Kim, what are they doing? They're doing this kind of a piece at a time?
Yeah, what we call, I like to call it the backdoor Roth IRA conversion, because it's kind of the backdoor, and that's also why the IRS definitely has, they're attuned to this, and they're looking at it. So, you know, again, much like a lot of other loopholes, you know, the IRS is going to come down on this probably at some point and basically, you know, sew up that loophole and not allow you to do it. So the bottom line here is just that you would be taking your Roth, right? I mean, taking your traditional IRA and then just converting that into a Roth. So you're going to pay the ordinary income tax on as it would be from distributing from a regular IRA. There's no penalty, but just to pay the taxes on that, and then you convert it to the Roth. And the idea there is that the Roth, of course, grows tax-free, and there's a lot of other host of benefits to it for high-net-worth individuals, too. It kind of eludes the Medicare surtax and some Social Security taxation, too. And there are no RMDs to that later down the road. But the key is you've got to do the math on it to find out whether or not paying the taxes over a period of time, are you going to get the growth on the Roth IRA that you need, you know, to be able to offset the tax that you're going to pay up front? So there are different ways to do that. You can do that a little bit at a time, over a period of time. There's no time limit, so you could do, you know, $1,000 a year, you could do whatever. But a cool thing to do I've been doing with clients is to be able to contribute, the younger clients too, because typically the people who have the money and want to do the Roth, you know, are in their 60s, and it really doesn't pencil out from a growth standpoint for them. It does from an inherited standpoint, but from a growth sometimes. So the younger people, you know, 20s and 30-year-olds don't have really the money, but this is where they want to do this. So they can, and they also do qualify. The older folks, right, don't qualify because they phase out, because they're limited out, because there's limitations on the Roth to be able to contribute.
Yeah.
So if you convert then, what we can do is you can go a back door. So you can basically take your Roth IRA, deposit it into, let's say you've got a 45-year-old, 50-year-old, put it into a traditional IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take that and we convert it immediately the next day to a Roth IRA.
Okay.
And then that grows tax-free. Now, that assumes that if you don't have any other Roth, any IRAs
out there,
because if you do, then you've got to pay taxes on that. But if you don't, what a great way. You don't have any growth. You can put it in. You don't subject to the limitations. And now you can put in $5,500 or $6,500 every year and basically goes into a Roth IRA and growth.
That's brilliant. I love it, Kim. I think we should you should patent this or something. And I mean, I think, or at least give it a name. I mean, they could call it the back door, in through the outdoor. We could, you know, it's like in honor of Prince, we could call it like the Purple Rain Roth strategy.
I like that. The Purple Rain Roth strategy. Thank you, Prince.
It's raining cash, or it's raining.
Yeah,
is that a song too?
Income.
Raining men? No, that's the Weather Girls. I'm sorry. So I'm going wrong here. So, but you know, it's an interesting strategy, and for a lot of people, they've been so indoctrinated. And I know what I'm going to say here, Kim. People have been so indoctrinated with the idea of putting off paying taxes forever as long as you can. And the challenge for that, as you very well know, is that they build up this huge, relatively speaking, you know, a large IRA balance, and they've got all that deferred taxation that's out there either for themselves or for their families, and they're going to have to start taking it, and the RMDs are inescapable, and you're going to have to take them, and it's going to hit everything you talked about earlier, your Medicare Part B premiums. It could affect phase out of deductions, all kinds of stuff.
It can, and that's the thing. I mean, originally when the IRAs were invented, you know, and the idea was that you were going to be in a lower tax bracket, right, when you retired. And that was the case, except for now, it's just not happening. It's because you have grown so much in the IRAs, you know, the baby boomers are being subject to all kinds of tax, and it's really not, they're not in a lower tax bracket. It's actually forcing them in a higher tax bracket. So there really has to be, I think there's a real strong responsibility to an advisor to make sure they're doing pre-planning, and that planning starts in their 30s and 40s, not in their 60s and 70s, you know, when
That's
they're starting to retire.
So true. Well, we'll grab a break. We'll talk more about the tax elements. If you're just joining us, my friend Kimberly Foss is on the line, certified financial planner, founder of Imperion Wealth Management, imperionwealth.com, E-M-P-Y-R-I-O-N wealth.com, or kimberlyfoss.com. The book is Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security. Quick word from our sponsors, right back with Kim. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. It's just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreekTownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there. Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Hey there, we're back. Kimberly Foss on the line, fellow certified financial planner, has her own firm, Empyrean Wealth Management. KimberlyFoss.com, the website, or EmperionWealth.com, the book, Wealth by Design, a five-step plan for financial security. And I did not mention in the opening introduction that one of Kim's many claims to fame and one of the things that's really neat about her is she was one of the youngest female account executive. Yeah, youngest female account executive at Merrill Lynch at the time. That's pretty cool. Are you glass ceiling breaker, you?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I'm not sure. That was so long. It seems like a different world, you know, different lifetime ago. But yeah, it was. It really was.
Neat. Very good. Well,
thank you.
Hey, listen, you did it. Good for you. Very good stuff. So back to the taxes for a minute, you know, because we just can't talk about taxes too much. You know, the thing that people, as you very well know, have to do with all of this, Kim, is they've got to always keep in mind where they are or where they're going to be with their taxes for the year. And a lot of times people get hung up on, you know, again, I don't want to pay any more. I don't want to pay any more. I don't want to pay any more. But paying more now might mean a lot less later with a Roth conversion.
Sure.
Or it's just simply drawing money out of their IRAs and putting it into something else. And, you know, when we look at the two, like, for example, for 2016, a married filing jointly couple, you know, you're in the, you know, people start at, you're in the 10% bracket up to about 18,000, you're in the 15% bracket up to 75, and then you've got all the way up to 152,000 while you're in the 25% bracket.
Right.
So, you know, what I tell people is, okay, first let's pick your threshold for pain. And,
right.
And also then talk about, you know, there's a political element here, of course. Do you think taxes will go up, go down, or stay the same?
Yeah,
and, you know, most people, and I'd be curious to hear what you think, Kim, and what you've heard, what people are sharing with you. Most people don't think they're going to go down.
I think that's pretty standard out there. I think most people think that taxes are only going to go up.
So if that's the case, you know, and you can get money out of the IRA at, you know, 15 or, I mean, up to 75,000, you know, if somebody's got a pension and Social Security or maybe they're drawing from their accounts and they've got, say, let's just say they've got 45,000 in total taxable income, then they can pull another 30 or so and do the Roth conversion and pay 15% tax, one and done.
Yeah, it makes sense. And that's what you really have to do with, you need, you know, your CPA, your tax advisor, and your financial advisor, you know, doing some just number crunching and see, you know, towards the end of the year, or if you're still employed or if you're not, you can know kind of what your income is. You know, where, like you say, where is your tolerance for pain as far as paying taxes, but short-term pain, long-term gain. I mean, and also take into consideration, you know, the market's going up, yeah, for this last month, but it's been volatile, right? The first quarter or first 4 months of this year has been just, you know, very, very volatile, right? So when you think volatility, and let's say that your IRA has gone down, let's just say by $10,000 or so, or $1,500, you know, that's the time you think conversion. So if somebody, let's say you were going to convert $10,000 of your regular IRA to your Roth, right? And then, so you were going to do that. The taxes at 25% is going to be something around $2,500. So if the market goes down and now that $10,000 really is worth $8,500, hey, this is a great opportunity to go ahead and convert because you're going to save about $375 of tax on that. You convert it, and let's say the next month the market goes back up again, bang, you're in a Roth IRA. It's all tax-free. So when you think volatility, when I tell my clients, volatility is a good thing. It, like, I automatically make them, you know, disciplined to think, okay, we're going to convert. Boom, we do it.
I like it. Boom, bang, kapow. I love it. Superhero stuff.
There we go.
It's good stuff,
superhero.
Kim. No,
that's
really.
Our Prince Roth IRA. I love that.
Yeah, Purple Rain. No,
go.
It's really good, and I think that's a way of, you know, kind of looking at the opportunity because, you know, people do get a little bummed out, of course, every time the market does take one of these hits and stumbles, and we could do a whole show just on market volatility and
sure.
The cyclical nature of the markets and corrections and how often they occur. But it's a way to, as you said, everything's on sale. Well, you can take advantage to reposition and lower. It's really an opportunity to take a break on the tax and then get back in there. We're not suggesting market timing here, but why not take advantage of it being depressed and make that move? And, you know, that really is why I think it makes sense to think about this all year long. You mentioned, you know, people kind of looking at it toward the end of the year. We give a big market, you know, change. That's a lot of people may consider this. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, I think it's something that we just got to, it's an opportunity to take lemon and make lemonade, right? And that's what people, you just have to, I think the advisor, it's almost their, I think, fiduciary responsibility. It's one of their responsibilities is to kind of, you know, instill in them, yes, we want a dollar cost average. That's kind of known in the marketplace that, you know, the advisors want to take when markets are down. You want to buy on sale. That's great. Well, let's add to that list. Let's now convert on sale. You know, convert on sale, because when you do the numbers that a 45-year-old doing this or a 40, I just had a doctor do this at 42, and he just did the whole thing. He had a $250,000 rollover.
Whoa.
From a previous practice he was in. He moved to a new practice, and we did the numbers at 42, and it was, and even at just you know, 5% growth, it wasn't even, you know, astonishing growth. It was just 5%. We did the numbers, and it was unbelievable. And he realized at 42, hey, let me just pay that tax now, and then I'll convert. It's a long-term gain, absolutely.
Well, and again, we're back to the same question about what expectations are for taxes for the doctor and his earnings and everything else. And, you know, do you remember what the base level income was?
Oh, on what he was going to earn that year? That year he was going to earn, because he was making that transition, it was about $250,000. But normally he runs about $450,000.
Okay, so you use the fact that his income was going to be lower that year.
Yep.
And again, this is all relative. People can do it with people that have one-tenth the income that the doctor did. But he's still going to be probably mostly, that extra conversion is going to put him in maybe the somewhere around the 33% bracket.
Right.
And again, as you said, Kim, it's just, he's going to get all of that compound growth now that comes out, not only, you know, getting the potential, the growth of compounding, but tax-free. And so it's just an evaluation that depends on the situation. I was going to say, sometimes when people have gone through a job transition, and that's an excellent example, that when people have lower income, to definitely take advantage of this.
And, you know, when you're as an advisor, when you can look at that and seize that opportunity at 42 years old, that's a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, right? I mean, he's probably not going to get that opportunity again because he's going to make so much money, and just in anybody. But when you as an advisor can kind of, you know, recognize that and bring that to the table, I don't know. If I don't do anything else with that client's life, I know in 20 years he is going to be thinking in his lucky stars that he did what he did, you know, and we brought that to the table. That's what's so wonderful about this business.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You're changing people's minds. It's not just about money. It's about their choices later down the road. And this money is going to be inherited to his three kids. They'll be able to inherit that money tax-free.
Under current tax law.
Well, and let's God hope only that, you know, if it does change, that we get grandfathered in, right?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, which I want to come back and talk about. If you're just joining us, Kimberly Foss, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial planner. She's written the book, Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security. Kim knows what she's doing, and I'm glad she's with us. Stay right there. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we're back. Kimberly Foss on the line, certified financial planner, founder of Empyrean Wealth Management, and the book, One More Time, Wealth by Design, A Five-Step Plan for Financial Security. I know that will be a great read because we read a lot of what Kim writes, and it's good stuff. And she's on the financial planning website, financial-planning.com. And we're talking about her recent article, Silver Linings Planning, related to IRAs and Roths and all that. And I made the comment, under current tax law, Kim, because a lot of these rules, of course, you and I are talking about and strategies are always based on current law, and they could change them down the road. But it's pretty unlikely that there would be a clawback, if you will, on people that have done Roth conversions because, yeah, I mean, it, you know, it just would be, usually they don't do that to you with, you know, relying on the law and in the current form and then punish you later.
Right, right.
Usually.
And, well, yeah, it, who knows, you know, Russia can do whatever they want to. They're the ones that
they
create
the power.
The laws, right?
Yep.
They have the power, right. So, but the idea there is, if you think about it from their perspective, the IRS really wants to get their hands on as much tax as possible right now.
Of course.
So the idea of allowing people to convert and pay the tax now and then convert to a Roth IRA, it kind of goes in their best interest, too. They want that taxable income now. So, you know, that's something that I don't know if they would punish you after the fact, but, you know, they can do a lot of different things, so...
Yeah,
it's best to keep your eye on, you know, that and plan with caution. And that's why you have an advisor and you have a CPA and so on and so forth.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, because they could change, but it's not likely. And there are other things out there that might be issues for us as well. Your point's very well taken and on totally on the target, Kim, because they need revenue to run the government now. They are borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, so to speak, with some of the tax strategies because they want it now. And you know, we bring in over $3 trillion a year in our country, and we still run a $500 billion deficit. So,
we're encroaching on what, $20 trillion of debt.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, the interest on that debt is just is compounding. Is really going to be, you know, basically one of the top fees that we're going to have to pay down the road here, not too terribly soon. So, I mean. They're going to look for anything that they can get to be able to pay that debt down.
Yeah, move it. If you move, they tax it. So
that's right.
Stand still.
That's right. And, you know, another idea that we tried to, you know, not just for, you know, regular, just middle class, but also higher net worth individuals too, is, you know, also contributing to a non-deductible IRA to really kind of escape that 3.8% surtax on passive income for the taxable accounts. It's a good way. Every little bit counts. Now, I do that even for myself, to, you know, put into my 401k, max that out, and then I do a non-deductible every year. But one of the key things for that you want to remember is to make sure that you file an 8606 form with that so that you tell the IRS this is a non-deductible. That means that you've already paid taxes on that $5,500 or $6,500 that you put in there so that when you do take that money out, you're not getting double taxed.
Well put.
And people, I think, forget that, but they're also their CPAs. Many CPAs just don't, it doesn't even occur to them.
That's true. And so the 8606 has to be done every year.
It seems common for us, but I got to tell you, I've run into so many CPAs that it just doesn't even occur to them.
Or they do it once and then they, you know.
They forget about it.
You got to set it up and it's got to be, you got to continual. It's kind of a funny thing, but you basically have to remind every year the IRS that this is what you're doing and it's already, tax has already been paid. And because the last thing you want is when it's time to take it out that say, no, we don't have that in our system. And then you have to go through a rediscovery and trying to find the information and prove that you had paid taxes on this and this was after tax dollars. Just keep it current by filing that 8606 every year.
And don't think that the IRS is going to be in your favor with that. They're going to like, what?
Sorry,
we don't have that on file.
No, you give me an opportunity to give you a David original. You ready?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Nobody ever misunderstands to your benefit.
I love it.
Ever. Ever.
That's true. You could just insert the IRS.
Yes. Anything.
It's not in our best interest. That's right. They're not going to. So you have to be your own advocate and make sure that you are crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And that is something where I have seen where a client has not done that. And back 20 years. And that's a lot of proving to the IRS. And believe me, in this day and age where they're looking for revenue anywhere they can get it, they're not going to be too keen on that.
No, they're not. And, you know, it's you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent.
That's true. Absolutely.
And don't ask them to give you advice and tell you what you can do on the phone because they either don't do it or you can't necessarily rely on it because they can still come back and say, nope, you did it incorrectly. Yeah, but you told me to do it that way. Sorry.
Right.
So you really have to be self-determining and be an advocate for your position and get good advice because this stuff is not, as you've already said, Kim, this is not what every financial professional really deals with or is familiar with.
Right. So you want to surround yourself, getting back to, you know, really having a very astute and they have to be on top of the current rules and regulations advisor. So, and your astute team, not just your advisor, you want your CPA as well. They have to be also very proactive. Many CPAs and accountants, and I'm not discounting the industry, but really had been more reactive in the past. And now they're really having to step up and be proactive along with the advisor. But I see that the advisor, it really comes from the advisor first. You know, they need to kind of prod the CPA to, okay, this is a strategy we can do. It's just not coming proactively from the CPA.
Yeah, well, that's well put, Kim, and I think that people just need to be mindful and understand they've got to assert and pay attention. Kimberly Foss, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial planner, founder of Empyrean Wealth Management, has been our guest today. EmpyreonWealth.com, KimberlyFoss.com, and the book Wealth by Design, a 5-step plan for financial security. Kim, thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime. Love having you on.
David, love being with you, my favorite host.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.